This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey everyone, it's I, Nicholas Black, with the Goth Geek Podcast. This is episode 30. It has been a while. Before we jump into today's episode, as always, give us a like, follow, or subscribe through Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at The Goth Geek, or check out our website, Etsy shop, at gothgeek.net, where you can find all our cool merch, such as our stickers, our coasters, our posters. My goodness, I'm already screwing this up. It's been that long. All sorts of cool stuff. Dice sets, dice towers, dice trays, coffin shaped boxes, pin boards, all sorts of cool stuff. Check us out, gothgeek.net. My God, you'd think I wasn't a professional. Oh wait, that's right, I'm not. Anyways, check it out, gothgeek.net, or give us a like, follow, subscribe on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at The Goth Geek. And now, on with the show. So it has been a while. We were out of town for a couple of days, and so we weren't able to record. We went out to Boise, Idaho, and instead of escaping the Arizona heat, we actually ended up going someplace hotter, which was just so much fun. But it was nice to see some green and getting out of the desert. But on today's episode, I think we're going to discuss, I think the big thing is, all the Halloween stuff is finally coming out. Slowly but surely. If you're a Halloween fan, which of course you are, that's why you're listening to this podcast, right? You're a goth geek. You're probably like counting the days till Halloween. Then you might already know this, but a lot of the stores, a lot of the crafting stores at least, usually have their Halloween stuff popping up around mid-July. And it is mid-July. So, at home, that's the big one. We've been seeing a lot of posts of people sharing all the cool Halloween stuff at the different at-home locations across the country. The singer and author Voltaire shared some stuff on Instagram from New York, and from there I've seen Halloween Daily News and multiple other Instagram pages sharing similar news. I have not yet verified at my local at-home location, but it seems like it is happening. At-home stores across the nation seem to have all the Halloween stuff available. But there's more. It seems Michael's stores also seem to be getting their Halloween stuff in, which is kind of strange, because the last couple years, Michael's has been kind of slow about it. Michael's was usually one of the first ones to get their Halloween stuff. You know, it was always the place to go to get Halloween stuff early. But the last couple years, it's been kind of a struggle. But this year, it looks like, from posts I'm seeing, it looks like this week, trucks were coming in, I guess. Again, I haven't checked out my local Michael's in a couple days. I did see that they had the seasonal sign up at my local, the local Michael's by me. They had the pumpkins up, which is always a good sign. See the pun there? Sign. It was a sign. Bad jokes. I'm full of them. And they had a few fall things up, but nothing Halloween. They were still full on summer clearance. But again, I've been seeing a huge increase on Instagram, mostly in Facebook, where people are posting about Michael's getting Halloween decor in. And so it's happening, people. Like, this is the time to start looking. I know Spirit Halloween stores are hiring. They'll be opening up soon, probably mid-August. early September. So yeah, it's time to get excited. I know, like, most people are going, oh, it's summertime. Like, what are you talking about? Halloween is so far away. But if you're in the know, this is pre-Halloween season. Like, this is the time to do it. If you're not in the know, and you're listening to this, go check out your local craft stores. I saw my memories on Facebook recently that, you know, I was at Joann's this time last year, or 2 years ago, and they had Halloween stuff up, Joann's Crafts. And so I have not been this year yet, so I don't know if they have Halloween stuff up yet. And like I said, just like Michael's, Joann's has kind of been one of those places where they just, the last few years, they have not been putting the Halloween stuff up as early. And I don't know if that's just because of demand or because of COVID. I know last year, probably because of COVID, but even before that, 2019, it seemed like they just were not putting it up as early for one reason or another. But this year, it seems like it's happening. I'm super excited. So, yeah, go check out your local craft stores. Check out, I shouldn't say local craft stores, because Michael's and Joann's and At Home, which isn't even a craft store, aren't really local. They're big chain stores. But your local big chain stores, check them out, because it's kind of hit or miss. Sometimes they really just depend on their trucks. But go check them out. If you're a Halloween fanatic, you're looking for the next big thing to decorate your house with, because you decorate your house with, you know, higher quality year-round decorations, Halloween decorations, because, you know, if you're a goth, or even if you're not a goth, if you're a horror fan, a lot of horror fans like to decorate with Halloween decorations, then you know that that's how you do it, is Halloween time. And these stores like Michael's and Joann's, the good stuff comes early and sells out fast. At Home, I've never actually been to, I'll be honest. Take away my card, my proverbial goth card if you need to, proverbial Halloween fanatic card. But I've never actually been to an At Home store. There is one slightly near me, but it's brand new. It opened up maybe 6 months ago, and with COVID, it's not been on like a priority. But now that we've seen the post about Halloween decor, it's a priority. My wife and I are super excited to check it out. So yeah, we're gonna go, and you should go too. Check it out. Let us know. Comment if you go to your local chain craft stores and see Halloween decorations. Let us know. Comment. Send us a DM. Let us know where you're seeing these at. I know it's July. I know it's only the middle of July, depending on when you're listening to this, but we're posting this in the middle of July. And most people are like, it's still summertime. It's the height of summer. Like, we're in the middle of summer. It's too early for Halloween. First off, it's never too early for Halloween, people. Never too early. You knock off that nonsense. Halloween time is a year-round thing. One of the best things I saw was October is my favorite color, I think is what I saw. Or Halloween is my favorite color, maybe. And it's from At Home. I didn't like the design, but I liked the statement. Or my favorite color is Halloween. Something along those lines. I love that sentiment. Because, yeah, Halloween is year-round. It's a year-round thing. I don't know. I can't explain it. If you understand it, you do. If you don't understand it, you're not gonna get it. It's like the people who love Christmas year round, you know, who love any holiday year round. They're just like super fanatics about it. That's kind of how I feel about Halloween. Like, we have a Halloween bathroom in my house, and it's Halloween decorated year round, and then during the Halloween season, we actually change the decorations to a different Halloween theme. That's our commitment. So it has a Halloween year-round theme, and then it has a special Halloween theme during Halloween. Anyways, so that was the big news, I think. that got me really excited this week. What else is going on? Loki. Oh, did you guys watch Loki? Oh man, what a show! It finished up this week, and I'm gonna give out a few spoilers. They approved it for season 2. Like, that's awesome. The first Marvel Disney Plus TV show to be approved for a second season. We didn't get it with WandaVision, which it made sense, but still, we didn't get it with Falcon and Winter Soldier, but with Loki, we're getting a season 2. That was the big thing, which was awesome. But also, I was really expecting some closure with the finale, and we didn't get the closure we were looking for. I felt like, I mean, we got some. I'm not a big, as I've said before, I'm not a big comic book reader, at least with the mainstream stuff like Marvel. My wife and I both have our long boxes full of comics that we collect. But as I've said before, we collect very different things. Like, my collection is full of just weird, random stuff that I just like Gwenpool and the few comics that have the Death Volume series from Neil Gaiman for the Sandman series, and steampunk Star Trek, the first issue of that, and just random stuff that I thought was cool and that I liked that I've read. Squirrel Girl, which is Marvel. Gwenpool is Marvel. But those aren't really mainstream characters, compared to the MCU characters like Iron Man and Thor and all that. So I don't know about all these characters, like Kang the Conqueror, which is coming in, into the MCU. And I guess now we have confirmation. I mean, we already knew Kang the Conqueror was coming, but now Loki is linked to that. Like, I always thought Loki was going to be kind of a separate thing. I really thought Loki was going to be, a one-shot. Because, I mean, we all know he was killed. And so I really thought, oh, okay, well, you know, this variant, Loki can't really be part of the timeline, so part of the MCU, they're not going to really bring him back, per se. He's just going to be kind of it's not going to really fit into the MCU mainstream. And so he kind of does, the way they did this. It's ingenious. I don't want to spoil too much. I've already spoiled 2 things, if you haven't watched the last episode. The 5th episode is my favorite. All the different variant Lokis. Again, if you haven't watched episode 5, I'm sorry, but that's been at least a week, depending on when you're listening to this. All the different variant Lokis, oh my god, Alligator Loki is my favorite Loki. Oh my god. That needs to be a show. I want to see Tom Hiddleston Loki and Alligator Loki as a TV show. That should be a thing. Them wandering around doing shit. Classic Loki and Alligator Loki wandering around doing shit because he can understand the alligator. President Loki, I want to know more about him. There needs to be a whole bunch of offshoots of this show with just the variant Lokis and what their lives were like before the TVA showed up and took them out of the timelines they were in. Because I want to know more about that. And I'm sure there's comic books. I know they're comic books. They're based off comic books. But I want to see that live action. I want to see that on a screen, because I think that would just be fun. That alligator, though, really, really made me just crack up. I love the alligator. Alligator Loki is truly my favorite. All the Easter eggs, oh god, so many Easter eggs. And again, as a comic book, as a not comic book fan, but more of an MCU fan, I have to watch the videos after each episode over the Nerdist or comic book, comic book guys or the comic book resource people or Geek and Sundry or, different videos, YouTube videos and whatnot, provide the the research to show you that tell you about all the different. God, I can't even talk today. It's been so long, people. It's been too long since I've done this podcast. I'm just so happy to be back and to doing it. But the videos, I have to watch those videos to catch every little thing because I don't get all the references. I admit it. Frog Loki and Frog Thor and episode 5 of Loki. Like, even watching those videos, I was like, that's a frog? Like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't catch that. That was seriously? But yeah, Loki, seriously. Oh man, I can't wait till season 2. And who knows when that'll happen. So many things in the MCU are probably going to happen before we get season 2 of Loki. But I can't wait. It was such a good... It was too short. 6 episodes was not enough. It really wasn't. And how it ended. I don't want to spoil that, but that how it ended, that cliffhanger, just like, what? How's it? Anyways. At this point, it's making noises. I'm still watching Bad Batch. Is anybody else still watching that? I'm really enjoying Star Wars Bad Batch. It's a really fun show. But Bad Batch, oh my god. Like, it's gotten good. And like I was saying, I love anything in Star Wars that talks about that in-between time. From Order 66, from episode 3, basically, to episode 4. Like, the in-between, that transition period from the Empire. Really interesting stuff. Just like The Mandalorian, like I've talked about before. Like, I love The Mandalorian because that's the transition period between the fall of the Empire, really, and, you know, the rise of the First Order, and, it's just, I love that stuff. I love that in between, like, seeing how that worked. And with the Bad Batch, we've gotten to see characters from Rebels. In the first episode, we got to see, I'm horrible with names, and I should look this stuff up before I start talking, but I don't. But we've gotten to see young versions of a lot of the characters, two of the main characters from Rebels in the first episode, and then in the last two episodes of Bad Batch, Hera, the Twi'lek pilot from Rebels. So that's really cool. She actually meets the Bad Batch in Omega. See, I remember Omega's name. And Hera's name. But that's because I watched the episode literally today. As I'm recording this, it's Friday. So I watched the episode fresh, the newest episode today. And that's just really good. I'm really enjoying that. I think they're doing a great job with Star Wars in that regards. It's just, I don't know where they're going with it. I don't know what the end result is. Because, like, they don't talk, like, obviously you can't retcon Omega with Rebels. Like, they don't meet. So, what happens to Omega? What happens to a lot of those characters? So, it's just one of those things where I don't know where they're going with the story, but it's still enjoyable. I'm still really excited to watch it each week. Anything Star Wars, really, I enjoy on some level. I say that, with, a cravat? That's not the right word at all. Maybe it is the right word. Fuck, I don't know. No, that's not the right word at all. I say that knowing that, I say that because even though I definitely did not like some of the movies, and have issues with the movies, we've just discussed that before on Star Wars Day, how the movies really how you can be a fan of Star Wars and not be a fan of the movies. We've discussed that, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I hope you guys are watching that. If you're not, get Disney Plus. Get Disney Plus for Loki and for Bad Batch. Those two alone make it worth it. Now Loki is completely done, so you can stream the whole thing. Binge watch all 6 episodes. You can binge watch, I think 12 episodes out of 16 that are going to play. You can stream, binge 12 of those for Bad Batch. Check them out. I'm not getting paid for any of this stuff. This is, you know, just a hobby thing that I do. Because I love talking about goth geeky stuff. But, so it's not like Disney Plus or anything is, you know, sending me money or sending me swag or anything. I just think that those shows are awesome, and that if you're not watching them and you're a fan of any of those characters or any of those worlds, you should watch them, because, man, they did a pretty good job. They're doing a good job. What else is going on in the crazy world? Oh yeah, one of the big things I saw was and got excited about was Disneyland announced that they're doing all their Halloween stuff again this year. After taking last year off due to COVID and the park being closed, of course, they're bringing back Oogie Boogie's Bash and all of the events over at Disneyland. The trick-or-treating, it looks like, and all of that. I think it looks like Disney World's doing their thing. Universal Studios has been planning their stuff for a while now. Their Halloween Horror Nights. I think I've posted about that a few times already through social media. But yeah, recently, I think it was like this week or last week, they announced that had happened, and tickets had already gone on sale. Last I checked, they were still available, surprisingly, which I thought was kind of crazy, because they usually sell out really fast. Maybe just because people are being really cautious with COVID. I know California right now is kind of in a weird, weird place when it comes to that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, my wife and I went in 2019. It was a blast getting to see all the villains. I mean, yeah, it's Disney. So it's, you know, it's not the gothest of things to go see. But if you're a Disney goth, if you love that stuff, it's definitely worth the extra money to check out to get to see those characters, especially considering that you don't get to see them very often during the rest of the season, the rest of the year. But they make, you know, a special appearances for that event, for the Oogie Boogie Bash or whatever it's called. So that's awesome that they're doing that again, that they're bringing that back, that they feel like it's safe enough to do that. So yeah, if you somehow missed that news, check that out, see if there's tickets still available, because that's awesome. And I know we're kind of doing a theme here with Halloween, Halloween in July instead of Christmas in July, but I'm telling you guys, July, man, mid-July, that's when all the Halloween stuff starts popping up. That's when it happens. You gotta start planning early. Gotta start, you know, planning out those costumes and what you're gonna do for Halloween. This Halloween is gonna be very different compared to last year. I'm not really sure what my plans are for Halloween, but I guarantee they're gonna be very different than last Halloween's, considering just how much the world is different. of course, it all really depends on when you're listening to this, too. You might be listening to this a year after I posted it, and then in which case, this is all kind of a moot point, isn't it? But yeah, so that was exciting news with the Disney stuff. What else is going on? Cruise lines are opening back up, it looks like, and that doesn't really sound like a goth geek thing to be talking about. The reason why I'm talking about it is because my wife and I have multiple times now gone on the Gothic cruise. I think I mentioned this in the Goth Vacations or Vacations episode. And so that's happening now for us. So we're going to be doing that. So our Etsy shop will be on hiatus in September for a week or so because we'll be cruising, I guess is the right term for that. But yeah, so that's pretty exciting for us, for anybody who, you know, isn't the whole going on cruises or going on theme cruises. There's so many cool theme cruises out there too. Like, it's not just, I know it's not like a thing that most goths or geeks would be into, but I mean, there's steampunk cruises. There's the Gothic cruise, of course, which I highly recommend. Like, if you're a goth and you've wanted to go on a cruise, but you're like, I don't want to do the whole normal cruise thing. Cause who would? Like, my wife and I went on one for a honeymoon. Because it was just like the timing was off, so we couldn't do the Gothic cruise. So we went on a normal one, and it was, man, I wouldn't recommend it. Normal cruises are for old people. They're for old ass people. Yeah, that's all I can say about that. But theme cruises, man, steampunk cruises, Arthur, I can't even fucking talk. God damn it, Arthur. Arthur's a person. Author cruises, like writer cruises, like people who write books, author cruises. That's a thing. There was the Star Trek cruise. That was a thing for a bit. So many cool theme cruises. Anyways, cruising, it's awesome. So that's opening back up with the thing. So that's a, you know, more personal thing for me. But again, I can't, I'm not getting paid by the Gothic cruise people or anything to plug it. But if it's something you're interested in, gothiccruise.com, check it out. Not Goth Cruise, Gothic Cruise. They don't shorten the word. It's Gothic. Definitely worth checking out. And they do it every year. So if you can't go this year because it's kind of last minute, check it out for next year. You know, we plan this out for like 2 years because of costs and saving up. Like, this is not something like, you know, we're not rich or anything. We have to save up for, you know, a while to, like, afford this and pay it off. But, yeah, so that's pretty cool that, you know, things are opening up again. The world is opening up in general, which is nice. It's, I think that's part of the reason why everyone's getting so excited about different stuff, because everything's opening up again. Going back to Halloween stuff in the news section, do you guys remember the, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there were giant Halloween skeletons being sold at Home Depot. Like, when I say giant, I mean 12-foot tall skeletons. They were super popular in Home Depot. Apparently, they're even more popular this year. So, one of the more recent articles, and again, just showing that Halloween is on everyone's mind. This is an article that was posted today from comicbook.com. The Home Depot's giant Halloween skeletons are already sold out, is how it's titled. Now, I've looked at Home Depot. I haven't seen these giant skeletons in stock at all. But basically, the article is talking about how people are really clamoring for these giant skeletons. So, I don't know if you remember these or not, but basically it was a 12-foot tall skeleton. Like, it was a crazy, crazy thing. People love them. They're like $300. They have a new one, I guess, that's coming out that's got a pumpkin head version, which is kind of creepy looking because it's a pumpkin. Instead of, like, it's a skeleton, but it's a skeleton pumpkin, but it's still 12 feet tall. Apparently, I guess, some of the skeletons, dropped into stock, overnight, and people were trying to buy them online, and, yeah, they sold out already. So if you're someone who's interested in these skeletons, if you remember these Home Depot 12-foot tall skeletons, yeah, they're already dropping, at least online. Again, Home Depot is not one of the ones that usually has Halloween stuff this early, that I've seen, I guess their online shop at least is starting to. So you might want to start perusing their websites and kind of like keeping an eye out, because apparently they're selling out of those things like, you know, like Xbox Series X's. Because I guess that's a thing. That's, I mean, they're cheaper than an Xbox Series X, I guess. You know? That's something. So yeah, I guess I'm going to title this episode like the Halloween episode at this point. Halloween in July episode, because seriously, all I'm talking about is Halloween stuff. But that's just how it is. Like, there's so many things going on. Like, people are so excited about Halloween stuff coming out. Like, Halloween Horror Nights, more stuff about that has been popping up. Bride of Frankenstein event is happening at Universal Studios. If you haven't heard about that, definitely check it out. Just a lot of cool stuff is going on, is being announced now that we're in July. I mean, you gotta think, Halloween is just a few months away. So it's not really that unheard of. It's on a Sunday this year. I keep forgetting about that. It's just one of those things. People like, we just love it. It's in 107 days. I had to look it up real quick because I haven't been keeping track. Like, again, take my card away. It's only in 107 days. Like, that's just a little over 3 months, according to this counter that I just popped up. So yeah, I mean, we're counting down, people. It's you know, it's happening. I think I rambled long enough though about stuff. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Again, let me know what your thoughts on Loki were. Let me know what your thoughts on Bad Batch Star Wars were. Let me know what your thoughts on any of the stuff I've talked about were. Sorry we took such a long break. I took such a long break. I say we. Like there's more than one person doing at least this thing. I keep hoping I'm going to do more, have more than one person. Like, maybe have my wife come in and co-host with me on an episode or two. Discuss stuff together so I can actually, you know, debate stuff. And it's not just me rambling and, like, just yelling into the void that is the internet. Maybe even someday the dream to have, you know, guests on this thing. But right now, it's just me talking and rambling. But anyways, let me know what you think. Let me know what your thoughts on any of this stuff is. Are you tired of hearing about Halloween already? Are you excited about Halloween? Are you excited about the Disney stuff or really any of it? Let me know. Give me a comment. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what your thoughts are about any of that, or theme cruises, for the fuck's sakes. Anything. I don't care. Just let me know. Let me know what your thoughts are. All right. Thanks for listening. This has been episode 30 of the Goth Geek Podcast. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye.